Take our Bibles and turn to the book of Mark, please, the Gospel of Mark this morning. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 14. On the second Sunday of 2023, I'd like to encourage you to do your best for Jesus. Do your best for Jesus Christ in 2023. Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. We'll read and then we will pray. Verse 1 reads, "After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head." Let's bow for prayer. Oh God, we're thankful for the reminder of being redeemed and the assurance of a home in heaven. And I pray if there are some in our midst this morning that have yet to have that assurance of eternal life in Jesus Christ, I pray that they would make that commitment and receive the Lord Jesus as Saviour this morning. And Lord God, for those of us that are redeemed, we ask that you would cause us to do our best for your glory in the new year before us. Thank you for new year. Thank you for grace and health and well-being. Lord, thank you for your amazing grace that not only saves but also enables us to please and honour you. And I pray that you would teach us this morning how we can do our best for you in the year before us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen. Here in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, the Lord Jesus enters the home of a man described as Simon the leper, obviously cured of his leprosy at some point. The Bible teaches us that they're in Bethany. And as the Lord Jesus was dining in this man's home, and there were others present, the Bible teaches us that a woman who was known as Mary, we are told of her name in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, begins to anoint the Lord Jesus. And here in the third verse, the Bible teaches us that the perfume or the anointment or the ointment was very expensive. And within a few moments, it was all used up at the expense of our Lord. And in the midst of this taking place, the woman is criticized for pouring out this precious ointment on the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the midst of the criticism, our Lord gave the highest compliment to this woman. Note then verse number 8 that he said, "She hath done what she could." She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. The Lord Jesus said that she has done what she could. In other words, this woman has given her best. She has done that which she is able to do. She has done her best. And our Lord paid her a wonderful compliment there in verse number 9, where he said, "Verily I say unto you, that wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." And hence today we are referring to this event. This woman gave her best, gave the very best that she had to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord has given his best for you and I by dying on the cross for our sins. He gave himself totally in order to pay for our sins and provide everlasting life for every man, woman, and child that repents and receives the Lord Jesus as Savior. God has given his best for you and I. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The question is this morning, will you give your best to the Lord in 2023? God has given his best. Will you give God your best? Note that little phrase once again in verse number 8. She hath done what she could. See, God won't demand of you anything that is not potentially possible for you to do for his glory. All of God's demands are achievable. Our God is not a cruel taskmaster that will ask of you to do anything beyond your capability. Or God will not ask of you to do anything that needs more of God's grace that God will supply. God always provides his grace to do what he calls us to do. And the Lord Jesus said that she hath done what she could. She gave her best to her Lord and Savior. And my challenge to you, as the new year stands before us, only 8 days old, give God your best in 2023. Give God your best. Now let's note from this passage of Scripture, from verses 3 down to verse number 9, a number of principles that might help us to give our best to the Lord in 2023. Principle number 1 is evident there in verse number, the third verse, where it talks about a very expensive perfume, an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. Doing your best involves, number 1, sacrifice. Sacrifice. The ointment that was used to anoint the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was extremely valuable. In that day, it would have equated to a year's salary. So you envision a year's salary. In fact, envision your yearly salary. And in a few moments, pouring it out to the Lord. Doing our best for the Lord involves sacrifice. Sacrifice. Sacrifice is at the heart of doing our best for Almighty God. Our Lord Jesus expects us to sacrifice. In fact, in Romans chapter 12, the Bible teaches us that we are to present our bodies as living sacrifices. And King David said, "I will not offer to God that which does cost me nothing." And it seems that much of Christianity today is offering to God that which costs them nothing or very, very little. And beloved, if you and I are to do our best for Jesus Christ in 2023, we will need to be prepared to sacrifice. Sacrifice our lives. That involves sacrificing our time, sacrificing our resources, sacrificing our wills. Sacrifice. Sacrifice is synonymous to worship. How can you and I truly say that we worship God where there is an absence of sacrifice? This woman sacrificed. She was willing to pour out this precious ointment for the Lord Jesus Christ. And God wants you and I to sacrifice for His eternal glory. The second principle I'd like to note from verse number 3 leading into verse number 4 is that this woman stood alone in her sacrifice. She didn't receive any commendations outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't have anybody say to her, "Now, I think it'd be a good idea for you to give that precious ointment to the Lord. Or I'll support you as you present that ointment to the Lord." No, she stood alone. And may I submit to you and I this morning, if you and I are to truly do our best for Jesus Christ in 2023, then we will need to be prepared to stand alone. There was a crowd here in Simon the leper's home. There was obviously Simon, there was obviously the disciples. And one of the byproducts of doing our best for Jesus Christ is that you and I will come to the conclusion and accept the fact that if we are to give God our best and if we are to sacrifice for Him, we will do it alone. Alone. I think of the great Apostle Paul and all that he endured there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He mentions all that he endured. Didn't have a companion with him. He was alone, shipwrecked and whipped and beaten and harassed for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you and I are to do our best for Jesus Christ in 2023, we'll need to sacrifice and we'll need to be prepared to stand alone. We need to refuse to be subjected or swayed by peer pressure. This woman only had the Lord Jesus in view. And what a privilege it was to be in the midst of the eternal Son of God. And she wasn't going to waste that opportunity. So in spite of those that were around her, she pulls out this ointment and begins to anoint the feet and the head of the Lord Jesus Christ. She was prepared to stand alone. What sacrifices will you make for Jesus Christ in 2023? Will you and I be prepared to stand alone? There are no traffic jams on the extra mile, as it's been well said. There is no competition amongst those that are prepared to stand and sacrifice for Jesus Christ. And if you and I are to do our best for Jesus Christ, we need to be willing to sacrifice and we need to be willing to stand alone. This woman was willing to sacrifice a year's worth of salary to anoint and bless the eternal Son of God. This woman, in the midst of a crowd, obviously it wasn't her home, was willing to stand alone and do what she believed she should do. And do what she believed she could do. And this leads me to my third point that I've already alluded to. There in verse number 8, with that little phrase there, she hath done what she could. Do what you can do. That's all that God expects of you and I. We are all children of God by faith in Christ. Yet God deals with us all as individuals. And with this, God has given us all varying gifts, varying talents. You have gifts, you have talents. You have gifts and talents that I do not have. I am to use the gifts and talents I have. You are to use the gifts and talents you have for God's glory. This woman had something that was precious, extremely valuable. It belonged to her. I don't read of anybody complaining concerning, hang on, I didn't consent to that. I'm a part owner in that. We don't read of that, do we? The perfume belonged to Mary. And she was willing to give what belonged to her. And beloved, this morning, if you and I are to do our best for Jesus Christ, then we need to be prepared to do what God has called us to do. Do what you can with what God has given you. This is what this woman did. And this is what God expects you and I to do. Note there in Romans, please, chapter 12. The third verse reads in Romans 12, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office." So, you and I that know Jesus Christ as Savior have been given gifts of the Spirit. Because from verses 6 onwards, it talks about these permanent gifts of service. And we are not to compare ourselves amongst ourselves, but we are to be thankful for the gift or the gifts that God has entrusted to us and use it for God's glory. Because God said of Mary, she hath done what she could. She had the capability, she had the resources to anoint the feet and the head of Jesus Christ. She had the opportunity before her. She had the setting before her, so she did what she could. And beloved, that's what's involved in you and I doing our best for Jesus Christ. God has given you and I gifts and abilities and talents. You might be the equivalent of one talent, two talents, or maybe God has given you three talents or five talents. It doesn't matter. God is the one that distributes. But we are to use those gifts and abilities for God's glory. There are some of you that can play musical instruments. Why aren't you using it for God's glory? Make 2023 the year. Some of you have beautiful voices. You need to join the choir. Some of you have the gift of teaching. You need to be teaching. Some of you have the gift of administration. And the list goes on and on. See, your gifts
are given to you by God in accordance to His grace. She hath done what she could. And if you and I are to give our best for Jesus Christ in 2023, we'll need to be willing to sacrifice, we'll need to stand alone, and we'll need to understand that we just need to do that which God has given us the ability to do. That's giving God our best. But some will get upset. Note there back in Mark chapter 14, in verse number 4. Upon witnessing Mary pouring out this precious ointment on the body of Jesus Christ, the Bible reads in verse number 4, and there were some that had indignation within themselves. Those that were present got angry as they watched Mary pour out this expensive perfume. And the reason why they got so mad is because they were not thinking biblically, they were not thinking spiritually. And just be warned, my friend, if you and I are determined to do our best for Jesus Christ in 2023, there might be some that might be very close to you that will get mad. And the reason why these individuals got mad at this woman is because they were not thinking spiritually. They were not thinking biblically. The Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he that is spiritual judgeth all things. If we are being guided by God's Spirit, then we will have discernment. And how sad a testimony to note that nobody in this house outside of the Lord Jesus could see what this woman was doing. I mean, beyond sacrificing this precious ointment. What a sad commentary. To the point that some got mad. And be ready for it, my friend. If you are determined to give your best for Jesus Christ, there might be some that will get mad with you. And there might be some that will misunderstand or question your motives. Note there, the second part of verse number 4, it reads, why was this waste of the ointment made? That's a strong word, waste. Waste. Why was this waste? The ointment wasn't wasted. It wasn't poured down the drain. It wasn't spilt. It was purposely poured out. Not upon anybody, but upon the eternal Son of God. It wasn't like it was poured down the sink. It was poured out on the eternal Son of God. My friend, you and I, in doing our best for Jesus Christ, don't be surprised if some get angry. Or some might question your motives. See, people are opinionated. We all have opinions. And I wish if most of us would keep our opinions to ourselves. We live in a prideful day in which everybody needs to vent their opinions. And most of those opinions are not worth venting. Note then verse number 5, it reads, note the opinion made, verse number 5. For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence. That's where we get the 1 year's worth of salary from in that day. It could have been sold and been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Those that were observing this woman's actions felt they knew better, felt they had a better usage for this expensive perfume. That perfume, they said, would be better, would have been better off sold, and the monies given to the poor. Beloved, when you and I give our best for Jesus Christ, you wait for it, people will have their opinions. When you and I sacrifice, when you and I are prepared to stand alone, when you and I are prepared to give what we have and what God has enabled us to give, there will be those that will question, even question our motives. There might be those that will get mad, and there will be those that will gossip, they will murmur, they'll have their opinion, and they'll make statements like, "What a waste! What a waste!" Beloved, it's not a waste to surrender to Jesus Christ. Not a waste. Parents, it's not a waste for your child to serve Jesus Christ. I have no doubt on my mind there are a lot of parents that will stand before God with blood on their hands because they have done everything in their power in discouraging their child to serve Almighty God. And I have no doubt in my mind this is one of the reasons why we have few laborers, because we have parents that are holding their children back and are making statements like, "Don't waste your life, son. There's no future in being a missionary. How are you going to feed yourself in the ministry?" How sad. How sad. I thought about it the other week. I was reminded of a young lady that gave her heart to missions a number of years ago. Very sincere. That young lady is not on the mission field. She's doing well on a material level, but I wonder what the parents said to that child or didn't say to that child. Parents, let me encourage you very strongly this morning. Give your children to God. Really. Don't just talk it, do it. Because some of you are going to stand before God with blood on your hands. I have no doubt in my mind. Because you're more interested in your child having a university degree than serving God. You're more interested in your child having a good job, so-called, that pays well, than serving God. You're more interested in your child having a trade than serving God. God is no man's debtor. God will provide for his own. And beloved, we need people that are willing to sacrifice. And parents this morning, and parents-to-be, if God gifts you with a child, may I remind you that child belongs to God. That child belongs to God. Don't get in the way. I'm not saying that God's going to call every child to the mission field. I wish he did. I wish he will. But let God have his will. Have God have his way. And don't barrage his little mind or her little mind with nonsense like, oh, how are you going to live? Who's going to pay your bills? How are you going to provide for your family? God. Does it seem like I lack? Got a new tie for Christmas. Thank you. Got a new shirt for Christmas. Even got some new brown shoes for Christmas. I didn't pay for any of that. If God can provide for me, God can provide for you. And parents, listen to me good. God can provide for your children. If God calls your child to serve him. Opinionated. Motives questioned. People got mad. And as we go back to our passage of scripture, we note here in Mark chapter 14, verse 6. What did Jesus say? Let's say it together. Let her alone. Let her alone. Leave him alone. Let her alone. Why trouble you her? And note the end of verse 6, she hath wrought a good work on me. And then he went on to explain what he meant by that in verse number 7. For ye have the poor with you always. There'll always be poor people. I know that those around us are trying to limit poverty. It'll never happen on this side of eternity. Vain. And Jesus said, you will have the poor with you always. But note here in verse 7, please, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. Can you see what our Lord's saying? Whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. In other words, we've got poor people everywhere. And whenever you choose to, you can do them good. There'll always be poor people. But note the end of verse 7, it reads, but me ye have not always. So the Lord Jesus defended this dear Mary and said, leave her alone. Leave her alone. And I say to you this morning, for those in our midst, whether young or old, that are willing to sacrifice and stand for God and do what they can for Almighty God, leave them alone. Leave them alone. You can pick and choose when you want to do what you want to do with what you've got, but the opportunity to serve God is a once-in-a-life opportunity. For Jesus said, "But me ye have not always." The poor are all around you, he said. And Jesus was saying, in essence, my destiny is the cross. We are not far away from the betrayal, the arrest, betrayal, and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus understood that this woman took advantage of an opportunity. An opportunity. And beloved, if you and I to do our best for Jesus Christ, let's not squander the opportunities before us. We need to take advantage of the opportunity to anoint the Lord Jesus Christ, to sacrifice, to stand alone for his cause, to give him what we can give. Opportunity. 2023 is only 8 days old. Isn't time flying? I don't know about you, but I tend to count the days cautiously at the beginning of the year. Do you do that? I do that. Oh, first day's gone. Day two's gone. We're up to day three already. And now it's day eight. There's something within me at the beginning of the year that wants to maximize those early days. But why is it over time that fades out? By the end of January, we're not counting the days. Maybe it's just me. But beloved, we ought to treat every day like it's New Year's Day. I'm going to make the most of this day. You and I have a measure of well-being. God has blessed us materially. God wants us to bring glory to his name. And to pour out your life, that precious ointment for God's glory, is not a waste. No matter what the critics might say. For Jesus went on to say in verse number 9, "Verily I say unto you, that wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." The visible impact of the gospel in the life of the child of God that surrenders and is prepared to stand alone and is prepared to give God what God has given to them. It garnishes the gospel. It beautifies the gospel. And my friend, more people will be attracted to the gospel of Jesus Christ if they will see Christ in you and I. People want reality. That's why reality TV is so popular. Because people want reality. They want something real. Biblical Christianity is real. Jesus Christ is real. The Bible is real. And you and I have the opportunity to reflect the life of Christ as we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ. It's interesting when you read the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, and then from verses 10 and 11, we read of betrayal, we read of hostility towards the Lord Jesus. Where individuals were out to kill our Lord. And yet sandwiched between hostility, we find loving devotion. Loving devotion. The world is full of hostility, hatred. But may the world see loving devotion to Jesus Christ in the midst of their hostility. So, in conclusion this morning, my sermon is very simple, summed up with this simple statement: do your best for Jesus Christ in 2023. God's given you a measure of good health. God has given you and I opportunities. Give God your best in 2023. Don't give Him your leftovers. Give Him your best. What's involved in that? Well, I've told you. Sacrifice. Be prepared to stand alone. And be mindful that this woman did what she could. What God requests of you and I, we are able to do. God will provide the grace. So give Jesus Christ your best, whatever that is. But at the heart, there needs to be surrender. This woman surrendered. She sacrificed. She fleshed out that beautiful hymn, "I Surrender All." No doubt it was her life saving. "I Surrender All." I'd like for us to take our hymn books, please, and turn to hymn number 496.